Penguin Random House Audio presents Camino Winds by John Grisham, read for you by Michael Beck. Chapter 1. The Landing. 1. Leo spun to life in late July in the restless waters of the far eastern Atlantic, about 200 miles west of Cape Verde. He was soon spotted from space, properly named and classified as a mere tropical depression. Within hours, he had been upgraded to a tropical storm. For a month, strong dry winds had swept across the Sahara and collided with the moist fronts along the equator, creating swirling masses that moved westward as if searching for land. When Leo began his journey, there were three named storms ahead of him, all in a menacing row that threatened the Caribbean. All three would eventually follow their expected routes and bring heavy rains to the islands, but nothing more. From the beginning, though, it was apparent that Leo would go where no one predicted. He was far more erratic and deadly. When he finally petered out from exhaustion over the Midwest, he was blamed for $5 billion in property damages and 35 deaths. But before that, he wasted no time with his classifications, advancing swiftly from tropical depression to tropical storm to a full-blown hurricane. At Category 3, with winds of 120 miles per hour, he hit the Turks and Caicos head-on and blew away several hundred homes, killing 10. He skirted low beneath Crooked Island, took a slight left, and aimed for Cuba before stalling south of Andros. His eye weakened as he lost.